This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados sees a significant reduction in fires so far this year compared to last year. The National Peace Program looks to roll out new initiatives to address the recent crime trends, including an uptick in robberies. Some education stakeholders voice support for another year of the Common Entrance Exam amid plans for education reform, and the death toll from flooding in Brazil rises to 100. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded a significant reduction in fires so far this year as compared to the same period last year. These statistics have been revealed by Acting Fire Chief with the Barbados Fire Service, Henderson Patrick. This comes in light of a recent string of fires, including a massive blaze in the city, which displaced over 40 people. Mr. Patrick explained that Barbados has had 526 fires so far, compared to 797 in 2023.
With respect to the amount of fires that we have had for the year 2024, between January 1 and present date, those fires are 556 fires for the year so far. This compares with 797 fires that we had for a similar period last year. You can see that there has been a drastic reduction in fires for the period so far this year. With respect to the major incidents such as private dwelling house fires, we have had 25 so far. And this compares with 28 that we had for a similar period last year.
He's urging the public to exercise greater care around their homes to prevent such incidents as they attempt to further reduce the number of fires.
We're asking people to remain vigilant. One of the things that we need to stress at this time is that outside is relatively hot these days. The season is very dry and people are still allowing vegetation to encroach on their properties. And it is creating a risk because when grass fires occur, it has the tendency then to impinge on the properties of these individuals. And so we're appealing to you to try to clear the vegetation from your home. And we're also appealing to individuals to monitor what they do in the home.
Acting Fire Chief with the Barbados Fire Service, Henderson Patrick. The National Peace Program is looking to roll out several new initiatives as it seeks to address the recent crime trends across the island. This was revealed by Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, on the sidelines of the program Activate T20 Community Cricket Tournament in Spitestown yesterday. Mr. Lane explained that Phase 4 aims to tackle an uptick in crimes, including robbery, by creating specific plans targeted toward at-risk individuals. This will work along with the three other phases, which look at social interventions.
We're looking to look at phase 4, which is really looking at current situations where you may see spikes in robberies and those type of things. We're looking at the people that still present high risk of crime in Barbados. And we're really talking it out to our change agents and field officers. These are people that are within these at-risk communities. They grew up in the community, they know the community, and in many instances, they're very positively influential in the communities. They've come to us, we've met with them, we've asked them to go in the communities to get ideas, practical, effective ideas that we can implement to bring short, medium, and long-term solutions to the type of crimes that we are seeing now, particularly aggravated burglaries and robberies and other crimes.
He sees it as critical to address the root causes of criminal activity.
I've had some unofficial research done to show what are some of these spikes and causes. Some are things we talk about colloquially, like, you know, shows coming up, certain seasons, and so on and so forth. But one of the things that really common thread throughout a lot of these is like people lacking opportunity, lacking understanding of how to do certain things, lacking upbringing, all these different things. So you have to look at the root causes, what we call the social determinants of crime, and address them. Some of them are easy to address, they're short term, but some of them are deep things like, you know, depressed housing and different things that actually all these things leading and are considered social determinants of crime.
Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is not surprised that there will be another common entrance exam next year. Speaking with Starcom Network News, General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Gittins, said the 11-plus exam will stay for the moment as the ministry is currently embarking on a major exercise to overhaul this country's education system, and they will need adequate time to complete it.
The announcement by the minister is certainly not a surprise to the BUT, since education transformation of the magnitude being proposed is a massive undertaking and requires plenty of time, preparation, thought, work, and of course, resources. At our recent 50th annual general conference, Dr. Ian Marshall, speaking on our Caribbean Teachers Talk, referenced the Finland education transformation process and indicated that that exercise was implemented and developed over a 10-year period.
He thinks the Common Entrance Exam will be around for much longer than the period announced by the ministry.
From the point of view of the BUT, it may take another 3 to 5 years to implement any real change as it relates to reform and the transfer of students to secondary schools. So the Barbados Secondary Schools Entrance Exam, or the Common Entrance Exam, may be with us for much longer than the authorities have been indicating. However, the Barbados Union of Teachers pledges to continue working with the Ministry of Education, with the authorities, with the stakeholders, to ensure that as the changes are made to the current education system, that whatever system is implemented, that it would be the best one for our students going forward.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. The group of concerned parents wants to see a comprehensive strategic plan for the education reform plan grounded in Barbadian cultural norms. This follows the announcement that the termination of the 11-plus examination would be delayed for another year. Spokesperson for the group, Paula Ann Moore, stated that while she is pleased with the announcement, the education reform plan must be well structured.
We as parents first need to see a complete strategic plan for education transformation, which includes objectives with measurable assessment criteria. The plan should also be grounded in the Bajan cultural norms to ensure best acceptance, and it needs to be feasible financially, HR resources, and otherwise.
She wants to see a collaborative approach to the phased approach of the plan.
Set the timing of a feasible implementation plan accordingly, rather than setting an unrealistic, arbitrary date without the requisite crucial preliminary steps first in place. We cannot afford to lose parental confidence in the national education system, and we cannot afford to risk damage of the learning outcomes and reputation of our public school system.
Spokesperson for the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, says he's pleased about the number of trees that are being planted across the island. In 2020, Prime Minister Mia Motley announced the government's target under its We Planting project to plant plant 1 million trees to help mitigate the climate change impact. Speaking during a launch at the Parish Home Gardening Beautification competition, which begins May 10th, Mr. Ford announced that over 500,000 trees have been planted so far. And finally, the death toll from heavy flooding in southern Brazil has reached 100 as emergency crews continue to search for dozens of missing people. Nearly 400 municipalities have been affected after days of heavy rains swamped the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. The flood waters injured hundreds of people and forced 160,000 others from their homes as of Wednesday, while the state's civil defense authority said 128 people are still missing. Recapping the headlines, Barbados sees a significant reduction in fires so far this year compared to last year. The National Peace Program looks to address recent crime trends, including an uptick in robberies. Some education stakeholders voice support for another year of the Common Entrance Exam amid plans for education reform. and the death toll from Brazil's flooding rises to 100. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.